You're listening to Medals in the Desert with me, Henry McKean, coming to you from the Abu Dhabi Special Olympics World Games in the United Arab Emirates. Stay with us over the next hour when 91 Team Ireland athletes compete in Dubai and Abu Dhabi against 7,000 athletes from around the world. It all kicked off at the spectacular opening ceremony at the Zayed Sports City Stadium.
My name is Philomena O'Hare. I'm from Ireland.
Philomena, you have a massive job tonight. You are reading the oath in front of thousands of people at the opening ceremony and millions around the world. What are you going to say?
I'm going to be doing the official oath.
It must be a huge honour.
Yeah.
في أبو ظبي.
في أبو ظبي.
2019.
It's about family, friendship, having countries visit one another in one place.
Having the Special Olympics in the UAE is going to be an amazing, amazing experience.
We have never done anything big like this before, so it's such a huge honor. We need friends and we need love from everywhere, from around the world.
Let them be an open door. Let them accept us for who we are. Let us be loved. Let us be cherished. Let us be anything that we wanted to be. This is the Special Olympics, and it's our time to shine.
I'm overwhelmed. I'm sort of at a loss for words about how grateful we are to the people here, how much hope and excitement we have for the games that are coming up, and how hopeful we are about the future.
And bringing them to the heart of the Middle East, bringing them out here to the Gulf, what does this mean for the movement?
I think there's another story to be told in this part of the world. It's a story of tolerance, it's a story of compassion, it's a story of welcome to the nationalities and religions and cultures of the world, and it's the embrace of people with intellectual differences who are in some ways the best ambassadors of that message from this part of the world to the rest of the world.
Timothy Shriver, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Mark Shriver, today is an unbelievable day. I mean, we're going to be here in Abu Dhabi in the UAE. I mean, I don't think my mother would have ever dreamt of something so wild as this. It's bringing people from all around the world together, and it's a wonderful moment.
And for you and for the Shrivers and also for the extended Kennedy family, what does the Special Olympics mean and the fact that you've brought it to the Middle East for the very first time?
I mean, it's a huge honor. I mean, we're so grateful for the people in the UAE for supporting this effort. My mom was so thrilled when the games were in Ireland. I don't think she ever would imagine coming to the Middle East, but I think it's a great unifying message for the entire world. So it's very, very powerful.
Botswana are parading out to U2. Why is it that Bono always sounds better abroad? Just before St. Patrick's Day, here in the Middle East, here at the opening ceremony of the Special Olympics World Summer Games in the desert.
This is the Special Olympics. It's a special celebration. We're having an amazing, astonishing time here. 190 plus countries and nations all here to have a special celebration and an awesome time, and everyone's doing it. We're absolutely loving it. This is a once in a lifetime experience in this region with this event. This is big.
And the Arabs are getting this event so right, aren't they?
The hospitality is astonishing. Everyone is having a great time, and you can just see it in the faces of people.
So thumbs up for the UAE.
Two thumbs up.
Brenda Godwin from Special Olympics Norway.
How proud are you of Team Norway?
Yeah, very proud.
And you just paraded in front of a huge crowd of tens of thousands from all over the world, including the Middle East. How did it make you feel?
Unbelievable, very special. It was a really beautiful experience.
Katalin Kristine from Norway, head coach. What do you love about the opening ceremony?
I love everything.
Ireland have entered the arena to a massive cheer here in Abu Dhabi.
My name is John Keane, and I live in Ballymore, County Westmeath, doing the Masters.
I'm the Families Coordinator for Special Olympics Team Ireland.
Lucy Madigan, how did it feel walking out in front of a crowd of 100,000 here in the desert in Abu Dhabi for the Special Olympics World Summer Games?
Absolutely unbelievable, and we're all looking up at the Irish supporters all here in green, and just to see everyone is just overwhelming. It's unbelievable to be here.
My name is Ken Kavanagh. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. The cheers, the roars. There's nothing like it, really. I've been lucky to be to a few games, and it never changes. It's been incredible for us, you know, like the welcome of the people everywhere we've gone, hotels, facilities, everything we've used. The people have been amazing. We've been welcomed so great. And the best thing is all of our athletes have arrived to opening ceremony, and they've been happy and they're in great spirits. So that's good.
I'm having a chat with Simon William Lowry, athlete, your Sporters Golf. You just walked out on to the arena here in the heart of the Middle East at the World Games. How did it feel for you?
Unbelievable, best experience ever, I'd say.
Mike Ford, I'm the golf head coach.
And how excited are you to be here at the World Games at the opening ceremony?
Very excited. We've only been practicing. Our competition doesn't start until Sunday, but everybody's having a great time, and it's tough going out in the heat.
Alan Power, Athletics. Alan, how does it feel to be here at the World Games?
Fantastic. We're looking forward to the Games, and we're all doing our best.
Roisin Howard, coach in Athletics. How does it feel to be here with the athletes?
It's a really surreal experience. It's great to be part of it. It's great to be there with the team and to help them along. They're all enjoying it really well, and they're, you know, really embracing it and talking to all the other cultures and all the other sports.
Mairead Moroney from County Clare, golfer, unified, and Jean Maloney, unified partner, so you play golf together.
Yes.
How excited are you?
We've had one practice round, and it's been quite difficult, but a fabulous course.
And Mairead, what do you like about golf? And a personal question, how old are you?
69.
You're the oldest competitor at 69 in the whole Games.
The whole Games.
The whole thing.
Yes.
Phil Kelleher, you're from Dublin. You're a unified partner.
That's right, yes.
How old are you?
I'm 80.
80 years of age.
Yes, and I still play golf. I play with Andrew. Andrew is here beside us. We play in Ellen Park Golf Club. It's wonderful. It's a great sense of achievement to see them getting here to the World Games.
Mark James Claffey, yeah. You are an athlete. How are you feeling here at the opening ceremony?
Great, how we play golf with my family.
My name's Ashley Beacom, and I'm back again for round two in open water. And I'm hoping for myself to try and get gold.
Hi, how are you? My name is Karen O'Brien. I'm one of the coaches for the bowling. I met you in the Ireland Games. This is my first time in the World Games, so it's an experience. It's unbelievable, actually, because I've only ever Googled it before I knew I was coming. So it's the culture, the experience, like everyone has been absolutely amazing to us and have treated us like royalty. It's absolutely fantastic.
Aideen Dowling, head coach for the swim team on Team Ireland for the Special Olympics World Games 2019.
Yay! I'm Damien Resson from Offaly, from Clare, County Offaly, and I'm going to bring back the pride of Offaly. It's a great honour to wear the Ireland jersey, and it's a great honour to bring pride and glory.
Kelly O'Donnell, athlete, how excited are you?
Can't wait for it now.
Aoife McMahon, table tennis athlete, how happy are you to be here?
I'm very happy to be here. My coach is very good to us.
Caroline Murray, coach, what's it like to be here at the Games?
It's amazing to be here. Really, really proud of everyone, and it's just a brilliant experience for all.
My name is Aoife Gannon, gymnastic. I can't wait to compete for Ireland.
My name is Nicole McCarvey, Olympic gymnastic head coach. Absolutely honoured. Honoured to be part of Team Ireland, and also being honoured to look after so many gymnasts who are absolutely fabulous. You need to be here. You need to be here to experience what we're experiencing at this present moment in time. It's fabulous.
John Dunn, I play basketball for Ireland.
And I'm Tommy McKay. I'm the male coach with the basketball team.
So you're the male coach, but not just that. You are Siobhan's stepdad.
Yes, I am very proud of her.
How proud are you?
Extremely proud. When she was accepted, I didn't think I'd be going to join her, but I got accepted a couple of weeks later to go as a coach. And I was just so happy to be experiencing this whole situation with her.
I'm absolutely buzzing, to be honest with you. I have so many emotions. Like, I'm all here with so many countries. It's just an incredible feeling.
My name is Claire.
and I'm a coach with table tennis and badminton for Team Ireland. And here we are at the opening ceremony. Oh, I'm so proud of the athletes. They're doing their country proud, they're doing their family proud, they're doing their friends proud, they're doing us proud.
Sarah Kilmartin, athlete basketball. How does it feel to be here?
Oh, it's such a huge honour for me, being part of the Special Olympics World Games. I represent my country. Words cannot describe how happy I am to be here. It is such a huge honour for me, and this will be the one moment that I will never ever forget.
So you're very, very proud?
I am indeed, and my parents are really proud as well. Unfortunately, they can't be here today, but if they were, I'd say they'd be tears of joy, and they'd be really, really proud of me. But I know that they'll be supporting me at home. A bit emotional, but mostly happy at the same time, you know?
And Evelyn Bohan, coach, how do you feel?
Oh, this is amazing. I've been involved with Special Olympics since the Irish World Games in 2003. This is my first World Games here, and it is just unbelievable. I've gone to all the national games in Ireland, and this is unreal. It really is. After so many years, it's fantastic.
Hi, I'm Alan McCormack. I'm a swimming coach. We're based in Dubai for the week. Go Team Ireland!
I'm speaking to Jack McFadden, athlete swimming. How excited are you?
I'm very excited. I'm doing my country proud and hopefully everyone that I know as well. Doing them a big favour. And go Team Ireland!
Emma Barrett, swimming athlete. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great.
Alan McCormack, you are the grassroots. You're the coach that puts in all the work to make tonight happen.
Yeah, we started back in September with Team Ireland. And we've met up a few times since. Two residential weekends in Blanchardstown with the whole team, and we all bonded very well together. Now this has come around very fast, so exciting, and we're all really excited. So bring on the games tomorrow.
The flame of hope has been lit here in the desert in Abu Dhabi. The Special Olympics World Summer Games has officially started. Fireworks have started also. A spectacular scene here in the Middle East. The first time the Middle East has hosted the Special Olympics.
I'm Sergeant Gary Gordon, Kilkenny Garda Station. I'm the Deputy Director of the Torture on Garda Síochána.
My name is David Smith from the Police Service of Northern Ireland. I'm a police constable in Armagh. I'm the current director of the Law Enforcement Torch Run in Northern Ireland.
So the Torch Run and the Flame of Hope, it goes everywhere, and it finally made its way into the Zayed Sports City Stadium to a massive crowd. For you being involved in the Torch Run, how exciting was it?
When we ran across the Seven Emirates here, the people embraced it with all the vigour that they could, not knowing anything about the Torch Run, not knowing anything about Special Olympics. And they did really come out and support us. There was banners, banners on the buildings. The police cars that were escorting us had stickers on the windows showing that the games were happening. So it was fantastic. The receptions we got at the different locations was absolutely fantastic.
We've been treated like royalty.
And that's a word that's come up a lot, royalty.
Yeah. Well, it has felt so special. They have looked after us and the athletes. The way that they have looked after the athletes and treated them as equals.
And Team Ireland have beaten Estonia here in Abu Dhabi at the Special Olympics World Summer Games 1-0. They are hugging their family and friends here.
Hi, so my name is Wayne, playing on Team Ireland for football, 7-a-side. We just beat Estonia 1-0. Can't believe it, all the lads are enjoying themselves, coming up to the fans. Especially my mum and my girlfriend, the whole family travelled, It's a great Irish atmosphere, What more can I say? We'll move on for the Irish Lion game now tomorrow at 10:30. All right, we'll be ready for that. Hopefully, you get the goal at the end of the day.
And beating Estonia 1-0 in the dying minutes. How does that make you feel?
Well, the nerves were wrecking, we had to keep pushing on, The game was so tight, it was battle to battle, We had to keep our composure, We were given a few silly freeze away, but we still had to stand our ground there, And it was a hard battle, and then fair juice to Willie there, ball in the net, 1-0. Game
over. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
My name is Will McGrath.
Willie McGrath, you just scored the only goal of the match against Estonia in the dying minutes of the game. How do you feel? Tell us about the goal.
I feel good because there's only 1 minute to go in the game, and so I'm delighted.
You must be thrilled. And what's your message to everyone back home?
My message back home is I'm enjoying myself and I scored a winning goal for my own county and my own club and for Ireland.
And tell us about your county and your club.
Kilmac in County Waterford is, I'd like to say to the lads in Waterford, thanks for getting me to the games, and I'll see you when we get home. And I'd love to say I'll see all my family now when I get back to Dublin.
My name's Shane Ross, I'm Minister for Sport, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be here.
And the rain is coming down on us, Minister. Being here and watching Team Ireland and leading them out at the opening ceremony, for you, what is, you could say, the legacy of this Games, and what is it you're loving about the UAE and Team Ireland?
Oh, it's hugely emotional what's happening here. And what there is here is this jubilation. There's a feeling of celebration. This is, you know, for Ireland, who are so well represented here, it's sending out people to represent the country really with great pride. I mean, what's the number of people who come out here is, I think, it possibly a bigger number than any other country in support of the Special Olympics. And I'm here just to say to them, enjoy it. We're really enjoying your skills. I'm enjoying today. Don't worry about the rain. It's an extraordinary thing to happen here, but it doesn't matter at all. It's not stopping any of the games. And, you know, keep going. We're very proud of them. We're very, very proud of our teams.
And we can hear cheering at the moment. Estonia have lost against Ireland 1-0. There's the Irish team behind us.
Yeah, that's right. You
seeing this celebration firsthand, and obviously you're representing Ireland for St. Patrick's weekend.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It's just a unique feeling. And you know, that wonderful slogan, meet the determined, is the slogan of the tournament. And that's what they're doing. Everybody here is determined. Not so determined to win, but determined to honour their country and make us proud of them. And that's what they're doing. I mean, what they're doing is they're demonstrating great skills out here. We've had a really good result here, 1-0 for the soccer team. Okay, let's see what happens tomorrow. But it's just been an event to beat all events.
Minister Shane Ross, thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
Didier Drogba, Henry from News Talk. How does it feel to be here at the Special Olympics?
Well, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling for me. I'm really happy to be here and support those guys, you know. Basically, we are not supporting them. They're hosting us. You know, they're hosting us. So it's amazing for us to be here and really proud of them.
And the fact that you've done so much, you know, work in your own country for peace and your Didier Drogba Foundation, how proud are you?
I'm really proud because everything we do is to help people, you know, to improve and promote inclusion. You know, so it's important for them to be here. You know, sport is an amazing ambassador for peace, for health and everything. So when you see them here, people coming from different countries, celebrating the game, is amazing.
Can I pose for a photograph?
Yes.
Do you mind? Okay. Team Ireland have won gold in bocce, which is a bit like bowls or bowling. They are about to get on the podium for gold. One of the first gold medals at the Special Olympics World Games here in Abu Dhabi. And there is serious fever pitch here in the heart of the desert.
First place and gold medal winner, Al-Fahez bin Markaz Al-Ahmar wal Medaliya Al-Dhahabiya, Special Olympics Ireland, Matthew Brennan.
Team Ireland
Richard
in bocce are getting gold here Chiara in the Joyce. Heart of the desert in Abu
Caroline
Dhabi.
Caroline Torpe.
There are tears of joy here at the Special Olympics.
My name is Jutra Curley. I am from County Trum. I won the gold medal in the team event versus Team Ireland, the four at bocce.
So you won in bocce, which is like bowls. You
yes.
have the gold medal around
yes.
your neck. Can I touch your medal?
Yes.
I am touching your gold medal, and it says on it Special Olympics World Games
yes.
Abu Dhabi 2019,
yeah.
and it's all in Arabic, and it's gold.
Yes.
How proud are you?
I am so proud. I win a gold medal for my country, Ireland. I bring the first gold medal for a Team Ireland, and hopefully many more for the whole team.
So you must be thrilled. What was it like getting the medal, winning in bocce with your team? And tell us about your other teammates.
Yeah, it was great winning the gold medal with my team because it was a team sport, and I had to be the captain and keep the rest of them though. And seeing the look of their faces, the rest of my team, it was made me happy.
I'm Emma McMenamin, and I'm head of delegation for Team Ireland.
How are you feeling after those gold medals in Bocce?
Oh, buzzing. I mean, absolutely ecstatic. This is just amazing for the team. Their first gold medal for these guys is a huge achievement. And listen, you can't be nothing but exhilarated by that. That's what it does for you.
Mark Buckley, assistant coach at Bocce.
And I'm Catherine Kelly, the head coach for Team Ireland Bocce. Oh, I'm absolutely ecstatic that they've won gold. We have spent the last 7 months training really vigorously and hard to get this team to work together, and they just totally pulled it out of the bag for us today. I couldn't be happier or prouder of them.
Yeah, they worked really well as a team today. They helped each other, they pushed each other on, and we couldn't be much prouder. If they were our own kids, we couldn't be much prouder.
There's Kira Joyce, Caroline Tropy, Richard Curry and Matthew Brennan, and they come from four different areas of Ireland and only came together 7 months ago to make this team up, and they have built a friendship and just gelled together to become a world champion.
Well, I know this, God, I'm going to start crying now. We've got Kira Joyce here. Kira, how are you feeling?
My mom, my dad.
Angela Joyce, Kira's mom. Unbelievable. Absolutely amazing. She's a fantastic little girl, and we're so proud of her and love her to bits. I'd like to just thank the Leixlip at Special Olympics Club, who are fantastic and paved the way for to actually go and play in the All-Irelands before she got here. I'm delighted.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Sarah Brennan, I'm Matthew Brennan's sister. He just played Bocce and they just won gold in the team. We're so excited. We're so delighted for them. We just were like, if you come here, it's the best thing. But to come home now with gold is even better. We're just delighted for him and the whole team.
And there is a tear in your eye.
Massive, yeah, massive.
You're listening to Medals in the Desert with me, Henry McKean, coming to you from the Abu Dhabi Special Olympics World Games.
I'm Mary Davis, the global CEO for Special Olympics.
Mary Davis, we're here in the heart of the UAE. We can hear helicopters in the background, the excitement. How important are these World Games, the Special Olympics, here in Abu Dhabi?
Well, it's really a milestone for us that we are hosting the Games here in Abu Dhabi. It's the first time the Games have come to the Middle East, and no better place to come than Abu Dhabi. And when we came here with the Bidside team to assess, you know, their organisational capacity and the facilities, etc., I mean, we were floored, literally. It was unbelievable, the facilities that are here. They have one mega big facility that's hosting 11 sports and feeding 3,500 athletes, so you can imagine. So I think these games are going to send a very strong message to the rest of the world. They're going to send a message of compassion, a message of inclusion, a message of courage, a message of determination, and a message that the real leaders of Special Olympics are the athletes. And you're going to see that so many times over these couple of days, the 7 days that the games are ongoing. Our athletes are undertaking all sorts of different roles in these games, from reporting from the media to volunteer positions to photographers, making speeches, just speaking out. And that's what we want to do. We use the power of sport to amplify the voice of the athletes so that the rest of the population understand and accept difference and ensure that everybody counts and everybody should be included in their communities. There are countries still coming up saying there was no games like the Irish Games. I think the Irish Games were special because of the people of Ireland. I think there's a very sincere and authentic community effort, community atmosphere and cooperation with people at the very grassroots level to do the best that they can for all of the visitors that were coming into the country during that time. And they did. They put their best foot forward, as only we the Irish can do. So I must say, as the global CEO, I'm very proud of the Irish programme, of what has been done, the number of athletes that are represented here today. It's probably one of the strongest programmes outside of the US. There's no doubt about that. There were huge legacies left behind after the Games in Ireland, and we see now that they have, you know, they have lots more athletes participating, they have added more sports, they're engaging more people, they have a wonderful young athletes program to get young children involved in the activities, and the earlier we get people involved, the better it is. And of course we've also got huge support from our patron Dennis O'Brien. He's hosted family meal here and a volunteer meal for every single volunteer and family member from Ireland and the Caribbean and other parts of Latin America, like Panama and El Salvador as well.
Hello, my name is Andrew Bourne, and I'm also from Navan, and this is my first World Games in all my years with Special Olympics. A lot of hard work goes into the officialing. I never thought I would get here.
You never thought you'd be out here in the
desert? I never thought I'd be out in Abu Dhabi, let alone the World Games. This whole year has been amazing because I was also an athlete in the Ireland Games for the first time as well in all the years I've been in Special Olympics. And I came home with gold last June as well in Dublin. It's just unreal, so it is.
Andrew Byrne, happy Special Olympics and happy St. Patrick's weekend.
And I would like to wish my family and friends at home happy Patrick's Day, and I hope you all have a good one. And just to let you know, I'm having a whale of a time and I'm being well looked after. It's a trip of a lifetime. Whoever plans to come to Abu Dhabi, you're going to have the best experience ever.
I'm Darren Armstrong. My sister's here at the Games doing the swimming. I think about 8 of us came over, all just to see her. In-laws, wives, husbands, all that kind of came over to support her. We're in Abu Dhabi for the next week to here to see her, and I don't think she wants to come back, but we're here to see her anyway.
And you're looking very Irish with your Irish red beard.
And Penny's top. You have to have the Penny's top.
You've got a Penny's top.
Yeah. But I think we're blending in well. We've the bags on the seats, so it's very Irish too. But
bags on the seats.
Yeah,
I've
bags
got
on
my
seats.
Bag on the seat as well.
We've scarves and hats on it too. So.
Hi, so I'm Jennifer. My brother Stephen Lee is playing in the basketball for Team Ireland. So I'm over here with my mum and my dad. So we're here to support them. We have some cousins arriving this evening as well. We also have a WhatsApp group of about 100 people that are getting updates on an hourly basis. So that's great.
100 people in a WhatsApp
yeah.
group. That's a
it is intense. Disaster. It is intense, yes. So that's great though. I mean, everyone, there's such support from home. Not everyone obviously can make it out, but the support is still there, which is brilliant. And it's such an amazing thing to just even witness and to be involved in. So we're all really proud.
And there is a great kind of Irish abroad greening
absolutely.
Of Abu Dhabi right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anyone that you speak to is Irish, you're automatically, they're your friend for the rest of the holiday, whether they like it or not, which is great.
Okay, I'm Margaret Armstrong from Dublin.
I'm Derek Armstrong from Dublin.
And you have a family member in the Special Olympics.
Yes, we have Edel. She's swimming in Dubai.
So you must be very proud.
I'm extremely proud. Can't believe it. We're actually here. She's brought us on some journey. Amazing. Absolutely.
And you're in green, and we're yes. surrounded by not just Irish people who've flown over, but expats too.
Yes,
And flags and palm trees and desert. Will there be medals in the desert?
I hope so. Yes, yeah. She has her eye on a medal. I said, have you ordered it on eBay?
But it's great to be among everybody, because now is the first time we can meet them, really. Together because we're up in Dubai, which is just hosting the athletics, equestrian and swimmers. So the main centre is down in Abu Dhabi, so we haven't seen the rest of the entourage there around. So it's a great honour to be here.
Hi, my name's Alison Armstrong. My sister Edel Armstrong is competing in the 100 metres, the 200 metres and the relay for Special Olympics.
How proud are you?
Oh God, it didn't really hit us until the day she left, when I realised, wow, like all the training and everything and all the stress was finally gone once she was really, really gone. And it was, oh God, it's such an overwhelming feeling. It's amazing.
And being Irish abroad right now, Paddy's Day. Yeah. In a way, Paddy's Day is always better when you're away, isn't it?
I think it's when you get all the Irish together and it's just the crack. You know, we know how to have fun. We know how to do it. We get along and it's amazing.
So lots of Abu Dhabi do's.
lots of Abu Dhabi dues. Yeah, I'm dying to get down to the Irish village now, Paddy's Day. It's going to be better than the Patrick's Day in Dublin, probably.
Hello, my name's Clodagh. I'm from Ireland.
Clodagh O'Donnell. And Clodagh, your sister Kelly is taking part in the Special Olympics in gymnastics, and we're here in Abu Dhabi. The sun is beating down.
It's a bit different, but it's nice being here with other Irish families as well.
Have you been out to the Middle East before?
No, never. It's the first time.
Very different to Carrick on Shore.
Oh, very different, yeah.
My name is Aaron. I'm Kelly's brother. When you get to the airport and stuff, you start realising how big it is going to be here. When you get to the hotel and that as well, it's definitely a very big occasion. So
it's a long way from Tipperary.
Very long way, yeah.
Hello, I'm Pam Beacom. I'm the mother of Aisling Beacom, and I'm here having a great time. It's fantastic, fantastic.
And Aisling obviously is a champion swimmer.
Oh, she's great. Well, she's getting a bit older now, but she thinks she's the champion, and that's the important thing. And she's having a ball. She's over in Dubai.
So we're in Abu Dhabi at the moment. She's in Dubai. The swimming is based out there. Yeah. Tell us about the event she's taking
part
in.
The event, well, she's doing her big event is the open water, the mile. There's just one girl and one boy from Ireland, herself and Connor, and that's her big event. She does the 800 in the pool and a relay as well.
And being Irish, Paddy's weekend, how does it feel? How Irish do you feel right now?
Absolutely. Every T-shirt I saw at home, I was buying the green T-shirts and everything. It's just great. And they've got a great reception as the Irish.
And I had turkey this morning, turkey bacon, because obviously ham is not a thing out here.
All right.
You don't miss the bacon?
Turkey bacon.
Turkey bacon.
No, I tried all the local food this morning. I like to try the food when I go to different countries.
And you loved it?
Somewhat. I didn't miss my own, no, I did. I loved it. And they're having a ball, that's the important thing.
Oh, my name is Fiona Brady. And, I live in Ireland, and I live in County Meath in a place in Navan, and I'm here doing basketball official.
So you're an official, a Special Olympics official, Fiona. What's it like being out here in Abu Dhabi with St. Patrick's Day with the Special Olympics backdrop?
I think it's amazing, and it's a great trip as well. The hotels are very good as well.
My name is Dennis O'Gorman. Yeah, from Cork, yeah.
And what do you love about the Special Olympics?
Oh, I love the Special Olympics. I won a medal, gold medal in 1987, Indiana, South Bend, in the World Games.
In 1987?
Yeah, World
Games. Wow, so that was 32 years ago.
Yeah, 32 years ago.
Fond memories.
Yeah, fond memories, yeah.
And how old were you then?
I was 20.
And to do the maths, how old are you now?
I am 52 now. Very good, very good, yeah. Okay, see you, bye.
And you love it?
I love it, yeah.
I'm Bob Beamon, and that reminds me, there is a great man in Ireland that I do know, and his name is Emil Coghlan. And so I want to say hello, Emil, and I hope all is well with you, and looking forward to even coming to Ireland and going over all the things that we used to talk about when I used to give you awards for doing some great things in track and field.
And Bob, you know, you are an Olympic champion. Remind the listeners at home about your achievements.
My achievement is a great achievement, but you know, being involved with Special Olympics has been even more rewarding for me than winning a gold medal and still hold the Olympic record. But I think that there are things that I can do to give back and to assist in helping athletes even be better and be more happy and more healthier.
Tell me about your brother and tell me about his involvement in the Special Olympics and how you both brought a lot of pride to each other.
Well, my brother was taken away from me when I was 5 years old, and I didn't see him again until in my late 40s, and he only had a couple of years after that before he passed away. But the fortunate thing was that we had some great experiences together where he brought his gold medal to visit me, and I brought my gold medal. So we had some very interesting things in common. I love him from the bottom of my heart, and I miss him. And if I could just touch him again and have him here just to look at all the all the great things, all the support that you guys are having for Special Olympics.
So for you, the Special Olympics movement, is it's personal. You really think it's something quite unique?
Oh, you know, from the very beginning, Mr. and Mrs. Shriver had a wonderful vision of where the program should be. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of where it should be going.
Hi, my name is Mohammed Amin. I'm Egyptian-Canadian. Education in Canada, moved to Dubai, working for Dell Technology, managing Turkey, Middle East, and Africa. And I'm very happy living in Dubai with the Special Olympics happening in Abu Dhabi.
My name is Angus Hegarty. I'm president of Dell Technologies in Europe, Middle East, and Africa, living in Dublin. It's fantastic. I've been here for a few days, hearing from the customers, their excitement in hosting the World Special Olympic Games here in Abu Dhabi and Dubai in the UAE.
It's Ryan Nugent. I'm a reporter with the Irish Independent.
Ryan Nugent, we're here on the motorway between Dubai and Abu Dhabi. We are experiencing the World Summer Games here in the Gulf. For you, what have you taken from it so far?
It's just so pure. There's no messing about. It's real. It's different to other big sporting events I've been to because there's no politics in it. It's just, it is what it is. It is what you see. There's no frills to what people are doing here, and you can see how much it means to them. You know, there's talk. You talk about the participation, but it's, you know, we were at the football yesterday and there's real emotion there and there's real determination to get a medal or win. You know, there was a lot of incredible emotion at the football for one, you know.
Hi, my name is Aisling Beacom.
Aisling Beacom, you are a Team Ireland Special Olympics athlete. You're competing today in open water swimming. The sun is beating down. We've got the disco music, but this is competitive. This is a race. You managed silver in Athens in 2011. Here in 2019 at the Special Olympics World Summer Games, you're about to get into the water. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling a bit nervous like I always do, even in Wicklow, with Wicklow Swimming Club. I'm feeling a bit nervous, but the course is good and it's long distance, long, which is my sport. I love open water and I'm looking forward to getting in. It's a nice, cool water. It's not as cold as Ireland, people.
And it's not like you could say the Irish Sea, it's not very cold, but it's still cool. It's nice.
It's actually warmer than the pool over here, but it's good for actually racing in.
And you're drinking water, you're staying out of the sun, you're trying to remain calm. What do you think of the water? You've been in it, you've swam in it.
It's very good conditions for long distance swimming, but it wouldn't be good for playing in.
Okay, well, best of luck.
Thank you.
William Conway, family member, United Arab Emirates. You're originally from Wicklow, and you're here as a family member supporting a UAE athlete. Tell me your story.
I live in Kent. Before that, it was in Wicklow. You know John, do you? Well, he's the headmaster of Sheikh Zayed Private Academy for Boys.
Yeah, my name's John Conway. I'm father of Conor Macaulay Conway, who's competing in the 1500 metre open water swim for the UAE. But his grandfather is here from Wicklow. He's 91, he's flown over specially for the trip. And we're delighted that Conor's here, and I'm delighted actually there's an Irish connection.
And how proud are you of your son? How proud are you of this whole event?
Well, I'm stupidly proud. I'm worried that I won't be able to watch the race because I have tears running down my face, glazing my eyes. But I'm really proud of him. But you know, he has Down syndrome. He's probably the youngest person in the race. I'm super proud. It's all his own work. He's fantastically determined.
Well, he's a great lad, very intelligent lad, and he's very fit. He races, runs.
I mean, the thing is, there's very few people with Down syndrome who would even consider competing in such a race, open water swimming. So for him to do that and do it so well is, more than my own pride. I'm proud that he's representing people with disabilities and showing what really can be done. And it's not just about, putting glass ceilings ahead of people. So Connor's not just representing himself, he's representing everybody with Down syndrome and every family that have somebody with Down syndrome in them. And we're as proud of that as we are about him competing today. It's a big deal coming out here because we weren't sure that the UAE would be able to support his educational needs. But change is happening quickly here. And I'm lucky, I'm the principal of a school, so I've been able to forge a little bit more money, a little bit more input into supporting people with special needs. And I think this whole fantastic global event has shone a light on what can be done, but there's a long way to go still for this country to, you know, truly assimilate people with special needs into society in a way that perhaps Ireland has, or the UK, where provision is really strong. After the tragedy in New Zealand, you saw the projections of the New Zealand flag all over buildings in Abu Dhabi and Dubai last night. And for a Muslim country to show that solidarity and recognise that, you know, this is the act of one person rather than a systematic attitude towards Muslims in Western countries, is a great display and a statement of tolerance. So this country is really heading in the right direction in that respect, and it really wants to lead the way. And yeah, it does make me proud to be part of that.
Connor, which country are you going to? Ireland, England, or Abu Dhabi? So I'm going to represent the Abu Dhabi, or the UAE, because I haven't been brought up here, and that's where he learned his swimming. So he's representing the UAE.
He won't be representing Britain, we're Irish. Plastic paddies and proud of it.
So Aisling Beacom is in the water. The open water race has started here in Dubai at the Special Olympics World Summer Games as the sun beats down on the beach. So Connor has just come out of the water after his 1600 metre race. Aisling Beacom is finishing her race. She's coming out of the water. She's going for the finishing line, waving at her fans here in Dubai at the Special Olympics. Fantastic result for her. Aisling Beacom, you're just out of the water from the open water swim, 1600 metres. How was it for you?
Absolutely brilliant. I was in my element swimming. I took an absolutely fabulous course. I couldn't have done better. I say so myself. Like, I'd have to remember that course and do it at home. It was absolutely brilliant. And aware about the energy. I had so much energy. It was incredibly crazy.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hi, hello. And my name is Esther King, and I am the head coach on the open water swim team, and I'm from Newry in Northern Ireland. It went brilliant. I have to say, I think Connor has delivered a PB, and I'm nearly sure Aisling Beacom, who's also on the team, has delivered a PB.
Connor, how are you feeling after that long open water swim?
Very tired, wrecked, but all went well, and I hope I've done the best I can.
And how did you find the temperature? How did you find the conditions?
The condition went well. It's lovely out here. The water's perfect. No bother with it.
And do you want to say hello to anyone back home?
Hi, family.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Pam Beacom, mother of Aisling. She's just finished her mile swim. Did brilliantly. I can hardly talk. I'm so excited.
And the scene here is spectacular.
Oh, it's spectacular.
In Dubai, describe it.
Actually, the people here have just pulled out all the stops. They've given the athletes a fantastic time. The weather's fantastic. The facilities are fantastic. It's the best games I've ever been at, I have to admit. It's brilliant.
Best games you've ever been to?
And I've been to all since 2003.
Even better than Dublin?
I think they might even surpass Ireland, I have to say. But anyway.
So you've loved it, and watching Aisling in the water.
The first time ever I've been here that I wasn't working, so I was able to concentrate completely on her, and I was so proud of her. She was absolutely brilliant. Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Telling all the others what to do before the race and everything. She was so funny. Yeah, great. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Liz Ward from Phoenix Flyers, and there are five of us here, five volunteers from Phoenix Flyers. It's the first time we've had athletes in our club selected for World Games.
So for you, this is an incredibly emotional, moving moment to actually have your club members here at the Special Olympics World Games.
Yeah, we've been on the go since, we were a legacy of 2003. We've been on the go since 2006. And we have 17 to 20 swimmers in our club at any time. They've been training really hard. Some of them came to the club, they couldn't swim a length. And now they're swimming in open water swimming and swimming 800 and 1500 metres. It's brilliant.
So who are you supporting today?
Connor and Aisling from other clubs that we know. Aisling Beacom and Connor, open water swimmers.
And for you, for people listening back in Ireland, what message do you have here on this desert beach in Dubai?
Well, it's a lot sunnier than Ireland, but really the excitement is not the weather, it's the whole atmosphere of Special Olympics. if you are near a Special Olympics club, you couldn't do better than volunteer for Special Olympics. It will really change your life.
Ireland, together standing tall, shoulder to shoulder.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You
have been listening to Medals in the Desert from the Abu Dhabi Special Olympics World Games. For more updates, log on to specialolympics.ie. I'm Henry McKean. And a big thanks to my producer, Eric Lawler, technicians Pat Balfe and Cormac McDonough, and to Pamela Kavanagh from the Special Olympics. And there'll be more from the Special Olympics through programmes during the week. Thank you for listening.
I'm gonna give up. I'm gonna come on.